Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning, and it looks like we're bracing for a bit of a bumpy start. That weak finish from yesterday seems to be spilling over.
Indeed. Futures are painting a bit of a red picture across the board. The S&P 500 futures, they're down about 36 points, trading around 0.6% below fair value. Dow futures also off by about 292 points. That's 0.7% below fair.
And the NASDAQ 100 futures are down 138 points. Now, the notes here say they're trading 0.6% above fair value, which is interesting given the point drop. Something to keep an eye on there. Could be a quirk in the early numbers.
Yeah, that is a bit peculiar. We'll see how that shakes out at the open. So what's driving this follow-through selling?
Well, it's a familiar cocktail, unfortunately. Those festering trade concerns are still front and center, and a dash of geopolitical angst isn't helping matters. Plus, some really unfortunate news is weighing heavily.
You're talking about the Air India incident?
Exactly. A truly tragic situation with that 787 Dreamliner. And it's having an immediate market impact. Boeing shares are indicated down a hefty 7.4% pre-market, and GE Aerospace, which makes the engines, is looking at a 5.1% dip.
That's a significant hit for both. It feels like the market's on edge. Is there anything propping it up a little?
A little, yes. Oracle is a bright spot. They reported earnings, and the stock is surging, up about 9.0% pre-market. That's definitely helping to mitigate some of the broader selling pressure. Without that, things might look a tad uglier.
A 9% pop for Oracle, that's a strong showing. Now, you mentioned trade concerns. What's the latest there? I saw some headlines about President Trump's comments.
Yes, according to reports, President Trump mentioned the U.S. will be sending out letters in about a week and a half or two to various countries, essentially laying out the deal, take it or leave it style. That's stirring up worries about potential reciprocal tariffs if deals aren't struck by a July 8th deadline.
Take it or leave it. That sounds firm. Is there any flexibility?
He did add he'd be open to extending deadlines for countries negotiating in, quote, faith, but also said he didn't think it would be necessary. So a bit of a mixed message, which the market usually doesn't love. And on top of that, the U.S.-China trade framework is still wrapped in uncertainty, with both sides seemingly holding export controls as leverage.
So a lot of wait and see on the trade front. Let's shift to the economic calendar. What's on tap for today, June 12th?
Key data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We'll get the May Producer Price Index, PPI, and the weekly initial and continuing jobless claims. Both are pretty influential, so expect some market reaction there.
PI will be closely watched for inflation signals, for sure. Anything else?
Yes, there's a $22 billion 30-year bond reopening at 1 p.m. Eastern. And looking at yields, the 2-year note yield is down a couple of basis points to 3.92%, and the 10-year yield is down 4 basis points to 4.37%. The U.S. dollar index is also down about 0.7%.
Got it. Let's take a quick trip around the globe. How did Asian markets fare overnight?
Mostly lower across the Asia-Pacific region. Japan's Nikkei down 0.7%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng off 1.4%, and India's Sensex fell 1.1%. China's Shanghai Composite was flat, though.
Any outliers?
South Korea's Kospi. It actually gained 0.5%, marking its 7th straight gain. Apparently, their central bank governor called for more fiscal stimulus.
Interesting. And the reasons for the broader weakness in Asia?
Similar themes. Those misgivings about the U.S. and China trade agreement, President Trump's tariff comments, and sadly, that Air India crash was also a factor in sentiment.
And how are things looking in Europe as their day progresses?
European indices are also losing ground, tracking our softness. The STOXX Europe 600 is down 0.8%. Germany's DAX is off 1.2%. Trade worries are a big driver there, too, particularly after those take-it-or-leave-it comments. Plus, some weaker-than-expected April GDP data out of the UK sparked some growth concerns.
So a generally risk-off mood globally. Before we dive into specific stocks, any other major corporate news catching your eye besides Boeing and Oracle?
Well, Cardinal Health raised its fiscal year 25 non-GAAP EPS guidance. An established preliminary 26 guidance that was in line, so that's a positive for them. On the other side, Salesforce is in the news. Reports suggest they blocked AI competitors from using Slack data. That's one to watch.
Okay, let's talk earnings. Oracle, as you said, beat on earnings per share and revenue, and their guidance was in line. That's a solid report.
Absolutely. Elsewhere, Lovesac also beat by 6 cents, and reported revenue in line with decent guidance. But it's not all good news. Oxford Industries, OXM. They reported EPS in line but guided Q2 EPS below consensus and lowered their full year, quote, 26 guidance. And Simulations Plus SLP issued downside revenue guidance for Q3 and fiscal 25.
A mixed bag on the earnings front then. Let's look at some of the big pre-market movers. Who's gapping up?
Besides Oracle at nearly 8-9%, Applied Optoelectronics, AAOI, is up over 13%. Autolus Therapeutics, AUTL, up over 11%. Mesoblast, MESO, up over 8%. So some strong individual stories there.
And on the downside, apart from Boeing and GE?
Hycroft Mining, HYMC, is down sharply over 21%. Tonix Pharma, TNXP, also down about 20%. GameStop, GME, is gapping down around 13% after announcing a proposed convertible senior notes offering. And Oxford Industries, OXM, is down about 10% on that guidance.
Ouch, some big drops there. Any M&A activity stirring things up?
Quite a bit, actually. Allison Transmission is set to acquire the off-highway business of Dana for about $2.7 billion. And in the biotech space, BioNTech announced a strategic transaction to acquire CureVac. Also, Tencent is reportedly studying a Nexon acquisition for $15 billion.
Wow, that Dana deal is sizable. And a new IPO? Chime?
Yes, Chime, ticker CHYM, priced 32 million shares at $27 per share. That was above their expected range of $24 to $26, so a strong debut there.
Good for them. What are the analysts saying today? Any notable upgrades or downgrades?
Datadog, DDOG, got an upgrade to outperform at Wolf Research. Tapestry, TPR, upgraded to buy at TD Cowen. On the downgrade side, Conagra Brands, CAG, was cut to underperform at BofA Securities. And Gap Airports, PAC, also downgraded to underperform at BofA.
All right, so with all this news swirling, let's try to get a handle on the broader market picture. I know you've been looking at some sentiment indicators and technical levels.
That's right. The S&P 500, or SPY, has been in a period of moderate consolidation. Looking at the recent action, there's a slight downward trend with a bit of an increase in trading volume, which could suggest some bearish momentum building. The overall sentiment feels cautious. Investors seem to be waiting for more definitive signals.
And the NASDAQ, the QQQ?
Similar story for QQQ. It's been range-bound with some fluctuations. The recent bars also show a downward adjustment, and a minor increase in volume on those dips hints at cautious selling. It's still very sensitive to interest rate changes and tech earnings, so I'd call it neutral to slightly bearish.
What about volatility? The VXX?
VXX is showing a low volatility environment overall. There are no significant spikes recently, but there has been a slight uptick in the last few sessions. This could imply investors are doing a bit of modest hedging, maybe anticipating some short-term choppiness, but nothing to suggest major market turmoil is imminent based on that alone.
Are you seeing any interesting sector movements?
Yes, there's a bit of a defensive rotation happening. Communication services, XLC, and technology, XLK, have shown some slight depreciation, which lines up with the QQQ's softness. But on the flip side, consumer staples, XLP, and utilities, XLU, are showing resilience. That suggests investors might be tactically positioning into sectors seen as safer havens during uncertain times.
That makes sense. What key levels should traders be watching for SPY and QQQ?
For SPY, support is around the 597 level. It's bounced from there before. Resistance is near 601. It struggled to break past that. For QQQ, look for support around 528 and resistance near 532.
Okay, so we have a cautious, somewhat defensive market mood. Some analysis I saw suggests a cautiously bullish stance, citing more stocks buying than selling and certain primary indicators as bullish, though with a note of caution if too many stocks are above their 50-day moving average.
Right, and that fits with the idea that while futures are down, there are underlying pockets of strength or at least resilience. Yesterday, for example, the market showed early strength after that cooler-than-expected May CPI report, but then saw profit-taking, energy-led gains, while consumer discretionary and materials lagged due to those tariff concerns we discussed.
Technology seemed to hold up relatively well, though.
It did, but it also gave back some early gains. Technology and healthcare sectors are still showing strong momentum, though. Think names like Microsoft, CrowdStrike, and even a smaller one like Biactica Oncology, ONC. Financials and energy are more mixed signals, again, likely due to tariff uncertainties.
So the key catalysts for today are definitely that PPI data and jobless claims at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
Absolutely. That PPI number, in particular, could really influence near-term market direction. If it comes in hot, it could reignite inflation fears and shift sentiment quickly. If it's cool, it might calm some nerves.
So, for traders listening, what's the playbook for today?
Given the backdrop, swing traders might want to focus on those tech and healthcare names that are showing volume-backed momentum. But, and this is crucial, watch those key support levels for entries. It might be prudent to avoid discretionary and material sectors until this tariff uncertainty clears up a bit.
And risk management?
Essential. Use stops below those noted support levels to manage risk, especially with this profit-taking pressure and moderate selling volume we're seeing. And keep a very close eye on that PPI data.
Any specific names on your watch list for continuation or anticipation?
Microsoft. MSFT is one to watch for continuation of its strength. And for anticipation, perhaps Alphabet, Google. But again, context is key, and today's data will matter.
Excellent. So, to recap, futures are pointing lower, driven by ongoing trade jitters and the tragic Air India news impacting Boeing and GE. Oracle is a bright spot on strong earnings. Key economic data today includes PPI and jobless claims at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Globally, markets are mostly down. Sentiment is cautious, with some defensive rotation into staples and utilities, but tech and healthcare still show momentum pockets.
That sums it up well. It's a day to be nimble, watch those key levels, and be very aware of how the economic data hits the tape. The cautiously bullish undercurrent is there, but the headwinds are also very real.
It certainly sounds like a dynamic session ahead. Thanks for the insights. And for all our listeners, that's your morning dose. Stay sharp, trade smart, and we'll catch you next time.